Well, Rob, this afternoon from 3 o'clock, we've got the legend that is Marty Sheargold. He's back on the radio and he's doing a few other things and he's joining us this morning. G'day, Marty.
G'day,
Paddy. Good morning, Rob.
How are you, champion?
Couldn't be better. Mate. Could not be better.
Mate, I was at the gym the other day and I was on the stepper and I was watching something. I think I was watching ABC.
He was just standing on the stepper. He doesn't use it much. He talks a lot at the gym, actually.
It's a nice place to stand.
And lo and behold, there, bloody Marty Sheargold's on the TV. And promoting Fisk. What's this about, mate?
Fisk is a wonderful new show on the ABC. I say that not having seen a second of it. But I was there when it was filmed. It's Kitty Flanagan's new show.
Yeah.
And it's basically following her character's journey through a change of career. And she comes to work at the law company that Julia Zemiro and I run. It's good fun. It was a great experience, and I thoroughly enjoyed making it.
Oh, she's one heck of a woman, Kitty Flanagan.
She really is, mate. One of the great world-class funny women and one of the hardest working people I've ever known as well.
So that's on ABC, 17th of March. It screens 9 o'clock on the ABC.
9 o'clock, that's their big Wednesday comedy night.
Yeah.
Which they're sort of over the years have trained their audience to expect things that are funny. So we'll slot in there nicely.
Correct. Mate, look, Paddy and I have got a something of a disagreement. We disagree occasionally on things. But there's this thing from Central Coast Council where they've said, and I think you can be the leveller here and decide for us what should happen, but they've said that smoking should be banned on Central Coast beaches and it's enforceable and they've just and it's through now, so it's done. You go down the beach, you got to butt out.
No fags.
And the seals could not be happier. So what do you reckon?
Look, as a past smoker and sometime smoker if I have a beer in my hand, I would have thought, I don't know, I would have thought you could still have a smoke on the beach, couldn't you?
Marty, this is the analogy I gave to Dick the other day. Dick Person is the interim administration office, because our council's
we
in
have
strife,
Dick
as you know.
Weekly on the show.
We have Dick Weekly.
One of the great Dicks by all reports.
He is.
Yeah, true.
He's a weekly Dick with us. The analogy I gave, I said, so you're worried about someone just having a puff and lighting up, but what about these people with their chimneys and their wood burners billowing tons of smoke into the atmosphere each winter?
So now Paddy wants to tax fireplaces. Good on you, mate.
Is his issue around, I'm assuming his issue is around litter.
I would think it's litter
more
than anything else.
What is the actual issue?
I mean, people, if you're smoking, you're going to knock yourself off the perch early anyway.
It was for health.
Come on. That's what they say.
When have you been affected by someone at the beach smoking? Never.
But we also all make our own health choices, don't we?
That's right.
I mean, he can't make our health choice for us. Next, he'll be banning Eskies on the beach and we won't be able to have a beer.
He'll be standing behind Paddy Gerard on the stepper at the gym going, move it, man, move it.
Move it. You've got to get healthier, Paddy.
Oh, Marty.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Can you still take a girl up into the dunes?
Well, I don't know. God.
I mean, obviously, consensually and of age.
I tell you.
Sounded awful even as I was saying.
That's not right.
Gone are the good days, Marty. Mate, what about, look, the entrance? I know you're familiar with the entrance.
I love the entrance.
Named in the top 10. This is from What If. Top 10 Aussie towns for the year. Congratulations, person.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Wonderful.
The bottom pub.
I found it very
unbelievable.
Bottom pub. Oh, how many times do you get thrown out, you reckon?
Oh, I've never been thrown out, but my family's always. But my mother and father met on the entrance when they used to stay at the same guest house as children, believe it or not.
There you go.
Geez, so not a romantic story.
It's where that Thai restaurant is on the lake, round the side there, past the boat shed. It used to be there. I remember being there as a kid. Big mahogany hallways with giant door handles, and then you'd go into this sort of shared breakfast room and it'd be like, what's going on at this joint? It's all creepy and dark.
Yeah. Does that make it a top 10 Aussie town, though?
That's no, it doesn't, as I think about it now. It was if it's the top 10 frightening Aussie towns, whack the entrance in there.
And, Marty, do you get back home much, which we call you? You're a local. You're a bloody local.
I get up there every year. I come and see Mum, bring the kids up, and we stay at her place. It's a beautiful part of the world. I really do. I lived there for 6 months when I was on the back of a very enormous failure in radio. And I'd finished doing that job and went, you know what I need? I need to regroup and go fishing for 6 months.
That's it. Hard to pull a fish in.
We just had our first child. It was a lovely time.
It is a nice place. Yeah. Why would you want to be anywhere else?
Those pelicans will steal your catch, though, as quick as they look at you.
The 3 o'clock feeding. Yeah. In my mind, I'm there now.
You know, and the thing is, we have the pelican feeding at 3 o'clock and Marty Sheargold here at 3.
Oh,
it is synonymous.
It's a clash of times. Maybe you could listen to us live in the earpiece.
Yeah.
We're going to get them to change it to four, Marty.
So yeah, that'd be nice.
So that people can concentrate on what you do.
Well,
you
saw the woman who runs that once grab a pelican by the snout, if that's indeed the correct word.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that'll do.
Pick it up, shove it under its arm, untie the fishing line that was around its feet and just let it go. And I thought, my God, that takes some balls. I was about 30 feet away at the time going, wow, they're frightening birds.
All right, mate. So good to catch up with you this morning,
Thank you, gents.
Mate.
Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Catch Marty this afternoon from 3 o'clock. Marty, thank you for joining us, champ.
Absolute pleasure. Have a lovely day. Thanks, Marty. Cheers, gang. Thank you.